Hey.
Oh, Jason, hello.
Hi. Oh, it's great to see you.
I was beginning to wonder about you.
Listen, I'm sorry I'm late. My flight was delayed coming up from Odyssey. I had trouble with the hotel reservations. So traffic was... never mind. How was your trip?
Oh, long but painless. Immigration in New York asked me a lot of questions. You know, why was I in the Middle East so long? That sort of thing. I guess they thought I was a smuggler. there's my suitcase.
I'll get it. What's in here? The whole archaeological dig?
Just the lost city of Nineveh.
Jonah and the whale, huh?
I just put it on the luggage cart.
Sure. So, where's Eugene?
Well, his luggage came through first, so he ran off to surprise Katrina with a call.
Oh, that's sweet.
He thought since we're staying in Chicago for a couple of days to meet with the board, he'd visit her. We are set to meet with the board, right?
First thing tomorrow morning, after we get you back to the hotel for some rest.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That's my last suitcase there.
I got it. Wow, we're going to need a forklift to get these back to the car.
Eugene went that way. I wonder what's taking him so long.
Are you kidding? If he's talking to Katrina, he's probably regaling her with the soil content he found in the Israeli desert. So did he call her at all while he was with you?
We were pretty busy, and he didn't want to spend the money on the long-distance charges. He sent postcards every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Eugene went 2 weeks without actual verbal contact with Katrina? He must have broke out in hives.
Well, he had a rash or two, but I blame that on his camel riding. Oh, there he is.
Where?
There, on the phone, there to the right.
That's Eugene?
He got a lot of sun, didn't he?
I'll say. Did he mean to travel in his bathrobe?
It's a caftan he bought from one of the street merchants right before we left.
Oh, went native, huh?
You know, yes, Eugene.
Well, thank you for your help. I suppose I'll have to try again later.
Eugene?
Oh, hello, Mr. Whitaker. Greetings, Jason. I'm sorry I'll only be another moment or two.
Oh, is something wrong?
Well, I'm not entirely certain. I've been trying to phone Katrina at her usual numbers, but have thus far been unsuccessful. I'm now going to try a roommate's work number at the university. So much for my surprise.
She had no idea you were coming back to America today?
Well, I sent a postcard with my return date, but didn't specify that we were returning through Chicago.
Well, the way the mail works, she probably hasn't even gotten most of the cards you sent.
University bookstore.
Hello. Yes, may I speak with Janice Mitchell, please?
Yeah, sure. Janice, pick up line one.
They're getting her.
We'll wait over in the lounge, Eugene.
No, please, you don't have to go. I'm sure this will only take a...
Hello, this is Janice.
Greetings, Miss Mitchell. Eugene Meltzner here. You may remember me. I'm a friend of Katrina's.
Yeah, sure, I remember, but... Why are you calling me here? Something wrong?
Well, actually, I was going to ask you that very question. I've been trying to reach Katrina, but she doesn't seem to be at her usual numbers. Is she away for the day?
Oh, yeah. She left this morning to go up to Lakeshore Lodge.
Oh, I missed her then. Do you know when she'll be back?
I think Brandon said they'd be back in a couple of days.
Brandon? Well, wait. She went up to Lakeshore Lodge with Brandon?
Uh-oh.
Brandon? Who's Brandon?
A rival.
Oh, I'm sure it's a very nice place, but for the two of them to go alone?
What's wrong with going alone? If I were engaged, I'd want to go alone, too.
Engaged? Are you engaged?
No, not me. Katrina and Brandon.
What? Would you please repeat that, lest I misunderstand and succumb to an aneurysm?
Look, all I know is that something big's been going on between them for the past couple of weeks, and they went to Lakeshore Lodge. Katrina said something about an engagement.
It's not possible!
Hello?
Eugene?
Hello?
Eugene, is everything all right?
Hello?
Katrina and Brandon are getting engaged. Believe it.
Engaged.
There,
Katrina and Brandon?
My senses have gone beyond the capacity to function. I can feel my pores fibrillating even as we speak.
No, it's a mistake. Katrina told me herself that she loved you.
She said as much to me as well, but
hello?
The phone, Eugene.
Oh, yes, right. Phone. Hello, Janice?
What's going on?
I'm sorry I dropped the phone. Thank you for the information. You've been most helpful. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. I want to know what...
Katrina got engaged without me.
Oh, I don't believe it. There must be a sensible explanation for this.
There is. Brandon gets to see Katrina 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the university, while I'm far away in Odyssey or in the Middle East.
This can't be right. Katrina wouldn't do something like that.
No, not without talking to you first.
Right.
But she obviously has done it. Why else would she go to a quaint romantic resort like Lakeshore Lodge? It's the Niagara Falls of Chicago.
Well, maybe the roommate misunderstood. Look, why don't you call the Lakeshore Lodge and see if Katrina's there?
Yes, of course. An excellent idea.
Lakeshore Lodge?
Yes, greetings. I was wondering if perchance Katrina Shanks has checked into your hotel.
Yes, she has. May I connect you?
Yes. No. That is, I'm not sure exactly how to proceed.
Proceed? Are you a member of the wedding party?
Wedding party? Oh,
Eugene! I need air.
Hello?
Take it easy, Eugene.
No,
just breathe slowly and deeply. Jason, grab the phone there.
Right. Hello?
Is everything all right, sir?
Well, not really. Listen, I'm sorry, but did you say that there's a wedding party with Katrina Shanks in it?
Yes, sir. Her parents have booked our scenic Wellington Courtyard for later this afternoon. I can transfer you to the minister in charge. He's in his room, I believe.
No, thanks. That won't be necessary. Appreciate the help, though.
My pleasure.
Eugene?
Tell me I'm hallucinating. This is an extreme form of jet lag.
Can you stand up, Eugene?
Yes, I think so. Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. I'm calm now.
Oh, good, good.
But what am I gonna do? It's unbelievable. She's not only engaged, she's getting married.
Eugene.
How could she do this to me? Oh, why did I ever go to Israel?
Stay calm, Eugene.
But what am I gonna do?
What do you mean, what are you gonna do?
I believe my question was as precise as it could be under the circumstances.
Look, she's not married yet, is she?
No!
Then it's not too late for you to rent a car, drive up to Lakeshore Lodge, and bring her back to her senses. Providing you love her enough to do it.
Of course I love her.
Then fight for her!
Jason...
Yes! I must fight for her! What else is there to do? By fight, you mean slap Brandon on the face with a glove and challenge him to a duel?
Oh, Eugene, don't be silly. You need to get up to that lodge and show her that you're not willing to let her go so easily. Show her that you love her.
We may want to talk about this first.
Talk, Mr. Whitaker, talk. It seems as if that's all Katrina and I have ever done. Jason, you're absolutely right. What kind of man would I be if I sat back and lost the woman I love without a fight? Gentlemen, if you'll forgive me, I must make a hasty departure for the rental car desks. Farewell!
See you, Eugene.
Knock him dead, Eugene!
Do you think that was wise, Jason?
What do you mean?
Well, basically, you just sent Eugene on a mission to storm someone else's wedding. That sounds like a recipe for disaster to me.
Oh, yeah, you could be right. I just wish I could be there to see it.
Pardon me.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, you mind?
Hello? May I have some assistance? Hello?
The bell works, sir. But thank you for testing it. Nice robe, by the way.
It's a caftan I've recently returned from the Middle East.
Delaware or Maryland?
The wedding. I'm here for the wedding.
You must mean the Shanks wedding in the Wellington Courtyard.
Yes, yes. Where is the Wellington Courtyard?
Down the hall to the left.
Thank you.
But it's already in progress, sir.
I don't care. The bell works, sir. I'd like to work his bell. Down the hall to the left. Trafalgar Room. Nelson Room. Wellington Courtyard.
Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep only to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
No, she won't!
Stop,
Katrina. You're making a big mistake.
Eugene, what are you doing here?
Don't do it, Katrina. I beg you.
What? Eugene, I didn't even know you were...
What's the meaning of this, Eugene? No. What's the big idea of interrupting my wedding?
Because you're making a terrible mistake, Mr. Shanks. You can't let this marriage happen.
I can't. You disapprove of me marrying my wife?
I'm not talking about your wife. Although I must say, Mrs. Shanks, you do look quite lovely in a wedding dress.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Katrine.
No.
Why are you wearing a wedding dress for Katrina's wedding, Mrs. Shanks?
My wedding? Oh, Eugene.
I think I'm slightly confused.
You sure are, young man. And it looks like you forgot to get dressed this morning.
Oh, this is a... Never mind.
Into the hall, Eugene. Mom, Dad, finish the ceremony. I'll be right back.
Katrina.
In the hall, please.
Brandon, do you want to go over that last section again?
Sure, Mr. Shanks. All right, now, where were we? Yes. Will you take Armitage Shanks to be your wedded husband, to live together in the holy estate of matrimony?
come in here, Eugene.
This is the lounge.
I don't care. What's this all about? Why are you dressed like that?
Well, Mr. Whitaker and I just returned from Israel.
This morning?
Uh-huh.
Why did you tell me?
Well, I tried to phone you as a surprise, and Janice told me that you and Brandon came here to...
Thank you very much.
I'm embarrassed beyond words, Katrina.
Hey, how about a song for that young couple in the doorway?
Huh?
And they called it Young Love.
Well, finish. You thought that Brandon and I came here to...
To get engaged.
Engaged?
What?
Hey, folks, there's an engagement here. These two crazy kids are gonna tie the knot.
No, we are not. Do you mind? Eugene, tell me you didn't really think that Brandon and I became engaged.
What's worse, I'm afraid. I called the lodge and the operator said something about a wedding and... And I thought you and Brandon had eloped.
What?
Silly, isn't it?
Silly little me, I'm as silly as a tree. Hey,
Eugene, it's more than silly. We're here to celebrate my parents' wedding anniversary. We've been planning it for weeks.
Oh.
I told you about it weeks ago, remember?
Oh, I have a vague recollection now that you mention it. But Brandon being here and...
Well,
and...
Brandon was ordained as a minister last semester, and my parents asked him to preside over the renewal of their wedding vows.
Oh, how nice. I should remember to congratulate young Brandon.
Oh, Brandon. Oh, you're such a nice guy.
Would you please? This is important.
I'm sorry.
Eugene... I'm speechless.
I just can't find the words to say to you.
I'm truly sorry, Katrina. I couldn't be more humiliated than if someone had painted my face blue and asked me to appear before a congressional subcommittee.
Yeah, they can have you playing in a dump like this.
Oh, hey, hey, just kidding, folks. Who loves you, huh?
Let's go back into the hallway.
Hey, where are you two kids heading off to, huh? Let's do lunch sometime.
Did you honestly believe that I would run off and marry Brandon?
Oh.
After all we've been through together?
Well, as I said, it was...
You know, frankly, I'm startled. Do you sincerely have such a low opinion of my integrity?
Low opinion? No, that isn't what...
Well, how else can I interpret your behavior? You honestly believed I would heartlessly discard you for Brandon? Without discussion? Without the benefit of consideration?
Please, Katrina, I'm the victim of a jet-lagged imagination. I simply drew the wrong conclusions based on faulty information and reasoning. Imagine me. That is to say, I never see you, I've been away, and I thought that perhaps Brandon had somehow persuaded you to...
Persuaded me to marry him? As if I were so fickle and insensitive that I could be persuaded to do such a thing?
No.
In only the 2 weeks since you left?
Oh, it sounds ridiculous, even as you say it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Eugene. I have to go back in before I miss my parents' ceremony completely.
When can we talk?
I don't know. Later, maybe. I don't know. When we can both think more clearly and formulate a proper response to the significance of this moment.
Ooh, it doesn't have to be so significant, does it?
It does. Whether you realize it or not, it does.
Huh. That couldn't have gone worse. Yes, Mr. Whitaker, I jest not. I burst in and shouted that it would be a big mistake for Mrs. Shanks to marry Mr. Shanks. Who is that laughing in the background? Well, tell Jason that I don't share his sense of humor. Big help he turned out to be. As I was saying, I've checked into the lodge, and providing I can reconcile with Katrina in time, may return to Chicago tomorrow. Well, what time do you expect your meeting with the Universal Board to end? And then perhaps we can have a meal together? Yes, I'll bring Katrina if I can. But alas, I have a foreboding feeling that this damage will not be easy to repair. You see, she spoke to me in uncharacteristic tones, which only reinforce in my mind the stress our long-distance separation has placed on us. Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. I appreciate your prayers. Goodbye. Please enter.
Hello, Eugene. I'm Brandon Teller. It's nice to finally meet you.
Greetings, Brandon. I'm sorry I interrupted your ceremony today. was most embarrassing.
Well, you gave us all something to talk about, that's for sure. Hmm? Funny you thinking that Katrina and I had eloped.
Oh, an absurd thought I can now only assume.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Look, this is awkward, so I won't bother with small talk. I'm here on behalf of Katrina.
On behalf of Katrina? She sent you as some sort of personal emissary?
Something like that. This really is awkward. I'd hoped Mr. Shanks would come up.
Well, why didn't he?
I lost the toss.
Well, why didn't Katrina come up to speak with me?
I tried to get her to.
I'm sure you did.
She's pretty confused right now. I'm sure you can imagine.
Well, I'm certain that if we had a chance to discuss what happened...
She understands what happened, Eugene. That isn't the problem.
Well, what is the problem?
The problem is she's upset by... Oh, how did she say it? The deeper meaning of what you did.
What?
To put it bluntly, she feels a little betrayed.
Betrayed?
She thinks you assumed the worst about her.
But I didn't.
Katrina doesn't agree. You know, she thought your relationship was based on a mature trust, and you know, what you did today showed her that it wasn't.
But it is.
Excuse me for saying so, but there was nothing mature or especially trustful about your dramatic entrance today. You did assume the worst. Eugene, I care a great deal about Katrina. And over the past several months, I've watched her grow as a Christian and strengthen her faith in some remarkable ways. I would just hate to see that threatened by a relationship that... Well, that...
Well?
A relationship that interfered with that growth.
Are you saying that you believe me to be spiritually immature?
I don't know you well enough to say one way or the other.
Right!
But if you were in my shoes, and you saw someone do what you did today, what would you think?
Well, fortunately, I'm not in your shoes, so to speak.
True. True, you're not. Look, I only came to deliver a message. Katrina isn't ready to talk to you yet. She feels confused. She suggests you go back to Odyssey, and then maybe later the two of you can discuss where you are in your relationship. I mean, after she's had time to think and pray about it.
No doubt she'll be thinking and praying with you.
Eugene, I know you think of me as a rival for Katrina's heart, but that's not my intention. I mean, over and above my feelings, I want what's best for her. And I'm prepared for the possibility that it isn't me. Maybe it's you. I mean, the question is, are you prepared to let go of your feelings enough so that she could be with whoever's best for her?
These questions are all academic until Katrina and I can talk alone.
Well, you're going to have to wait for that. She doesn't want to talk to you today. Well, I guess I'll see you around.
Thank you for conveying Katrina's message. If it was her message. Well, Brandon, it'll take more than your dubious message to keep me away from the woman I love. Pardon me. Excuse me. Mr. Desk Clerk.
I know you're there. Be patient.
All right.
Oh, I see you've changed out of your robe.
Caftan.
I'm so sorry. I'll miss it.
Yes. Well, I'd like the number to Katrina Shanks' room, please.
I can't give out our guest room numbers. However, if you'd like to use the lobby phone, I can transfer you to... Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't. She has placed a do not disturb notice on her phone.
Do not disturb?
Yes, do not disturb.
But I have to talk to her. Can't you give out room numbers in an emergency?
If it were a real emergency, then maybe. But in the absence of any blood or lost limbs...
Please, you have to help me.
Quick. I'm sorry, sir. It would be a serious breach of policy, and I need this job.
Precisely how do you know that she doesn't want to be disturbed? Did she tell you herself, or...
It's here on the computer. Oh. She indicated from the phone in her room.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the phone in your room, you'll see it has the same option.
So it's a computerized phone system?
Yes, sir. State of the art.
Now, does the phone have a computer port, just in case I want to connect with my computer at home?
Mm-hmm. It's on the side. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, certainly, certainly. Where did I pack my laptop computer? I'd forgotten how easy it is to manipulate certain computer systems. Now, let's see. Lakeshore Lodge financial data? No, thank you. Room service schedule? No, thank you. Food supplies, laundry, phone messages. Ah, room occupancies and related data. Cross-reference to Shanks? No, not Armitage. I'm looking for... Oh, there we are. K. Shanks. Do not disturb, indeed. She's in room 202. 200. Ah, here it is, 202. Please be here, Miss Shanks. Oh, wait. I'm going to have to explain how I knew her room number. Huh. I'll simply tell her the truth, of course. She'll understand my desire to talk to her. Then again, she didn't understand my desire to come up here in the first place. I'll throw myself at her mercy. As fellow Christians, the concept of forgiveness is not only readily known by both of us, but required in our treatment of each other. I'll beg her to forgive me, and she'll have to comply. Right, good, fine. Katrina, are you awake? It's Eugene. Katrina? Allow me to reiterate my profuse apologies for my behavior today. It was inexcusable. Katrina? I would hope that you would at least open the door long enough for us to discuss this unpleasant turn. I'm sure you'll see that we need not draw long-term conclusions based on this single foolish misadventure. Please, Katrina, open the door and talk to me. This silence will not assist either healing or reconciliation. Please, Katrina, open the door and tell me you forgive me.
Okay, Eugene, I forgive you.
Mr. Shanks! But this is supposed to be Katrina's room.
It was, but they gave her the bigger bed, so we switched rooms. She was in room 204.
I'm so very sorry to disturb you. And again, let me say how badly I feel for ruining your ceremony earlier, and Katrina was in room 204?
And she was. She and Brandon left a little while ago for the university. They have a meeting there tomorrow, and decided to get ready for it tonight. Eugene, are you all right? You look pale.
I'm not having a very good day today.
Oh, it's you again. Would you like to have another bang at the bell, or shall we discuss hotel phone policy some more?
No, thank you. I'd like to check out of my room, please.
Certainly. What room?
124.
124. Oh, yes. Mr. Meltzner. I should have known.
Known what?
That you were the one who had hacked into the hotel's computer system.
Huh?
Did you really think you could get away with it? We have security tracers for criminals like you.
I beg your pardon?
What happened? Busting up weddings wasn't exciting enough?
Well, I could explain everything.
We're looking forward to hearing all about it.
Huh?
Please step this way, Mr. Meltzner. Our manager and the hotel detective would like to have a word with you.
Oh, no.
Katrina? Okay, that's it. I'm pulling over.
What are you doing? Why are you getting off here?
Look, are you sure you want to do this?
Do what?
Go home early. I mean, are you sure you don't want to go back to the lodge and talk to Eugene?
Yes, that I'm sure about.
He didn't mean any harm. It was a foolish thing to do. He knows that.
Look, Brandon, you're really sweet to take his side, but you don't have to. I realize that Eugene simply drew the wrong conclusions and acted impetuously. I have no doubt that he acknowledges now how immature he was being. But it's not enough. At the heart of it, he distrusted me so much that he was certain I had run off to marry you. He didn't give me the benefit of the doubt at all. It hurts that he thinks so little of me.
Are you sure you're not overreacting? I mean, just a tiny bit? I mean, aren't you flattered that he came to fight for you?
Flattered? No! I'm not a prize to be won after a boxing match. I thought we had something stronger than that. Oh, Brandon, you know better than anyone how long I've been praying about my relationship with Eugene, and it's just, from the very beginning, we've been plagued by one miscommunication after another. It's as if no matter how hard we try, we can't get beyond a wall of doubt, you know? I sometimes wonder if we have these conflicts because We're not right for each other.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go back to square one. All right, the fundamentals of dating. Oh. All right, now, if you were looking for someone as a future mate, hypothetically speaking,
yes,
what would he be like?
I think you know the answer to that.
No, I don't.
Brandon, if I relied strictly on what my heart told me, I would look for someone just like Eugene, for his gentleness and kindness and quirkiness and intelligence. Oh, and of course, his faith.
All right, that's what your heart tells you, meaning that your head says something different?
Well, yes. If I went strictly by what my head told me, then I would hope to date someone like you.
Really?
Oh, come on. You know that already. You're wise and balanced and mature, and perhaps one of the strongest Christians I've ever known. You've meant a lot to me. Haven't I ever told you that before?
Maybe you have. Maybe I'm just fishing for compliments.
As if you need to.
Katrina, I value our friendship. You know, I've been very careful not to let anything spoil it. But this little incident with Eugene has made me realize that, that I care deeply about you.
Thanks, Brandon. You're so sweet.
Oh. Well, you know, we've been close for quite a while now, and, well, you know me better than just about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we've been dating without really dating. See, maybe Eugene wasn't so far off. Maybe he suspected something that we should have been thinking about.
Brandon.
Oh, I'm making a mess of this. I'd like you to prayerfully consider. No, look, what I mean is, I would be honored.
Wait. Brandon. Boy. What are you trying to say here?
I am trying to say, Katrina, will you marry me?